Welcome to Baby Tour Guide's Montessori Babies podcast. I'm your host and baby tour guide, Bianca Solorsino, and for the last decade, I have dedicated myself to helping parents, educators, and caregivers optimize baby development through a Montessori lens. This podcast is all about evolving our Montessori practice to make our time with our sweet babies easier, relaxed, and so much fun. Let's jump into it. Hi, everyone. I am so happy to be here this week talking with all of you. So before we jump into our topic for today, I figured I would update you guys on a few things. So you know, my son is officially 6 months, so we are entering a whole new phase of his infancy, and it is just so much fun. It's such a joy and an honor to get to be, you know, just watching these tiny milestones and the larger milestones and just supporting him on his journey. So I feel like we are finally getting into a solid rhythm with our day flow, which is kind of what I like to call a routine, because we aren't super strict on, you know, timing or, you know, something along the lines of he naps at 9 and, you know, he has a bottle at 10:30, you know, that kind of thing. I more so just kind of keep track of when he last slept or ate, and then I wait to see, you know, his cues, but also notice that rhythm and pattern. And so I'm able to anticipate and kind of prepare and, you know, just kind of use an observation and honoring that. And, but, you know, just this new phase, this baby phase is just so much fun. We just added his trip trap chair to the kitchen table and he's starting his solids. And, you know, as far as gross motor goes, he's moving like 180 degrees. Oh, wait, I take that back. Today he did a full circle. And he's pushing up super high on his belly. I've watched him twice push up all the way to his knees and not all the way back yet, but just starting to get, you know, all of his body off the floor. And he also recently got his helmet, which was a tough decision for my husband and myself. But, you know, we went through all the various options and just kind of decided to give him that little boost based on his case, because he was born with a significant flat spot because of how he was positioned in the womb. And we both did our best to reposition him while he was tiny, just get him off that flat spot, do a ton of tummy time. And he's very strong and, you know, it really did help. But because of just the significance of it, we decided to give him that little boost. And that was just what was best for us. But he seems to be doing really great. It doesn't seem to bother him too much yet anyway. He's pretty sweaty in it, but other than that, he's doing really well. And another update, he just figured out how to wave. So it is not consistent yet, but it's getting there. And it is so cool because he does it in context majority of the time. And it is just so amazing to see how he's learning about his body. And he'll sit there and he'll observe his hand like it has so much power, you know, it has this power to communicate. And it's just so cool to watch his little mind go. And it's crazy how, you know, just a couple months ago, he was a tiny newborn, and just insane how fast it all goes. So I mean, of course, I had an idea when I was in the classroom with my babies of how fast they grow, you know, but now that I'm with my baby all day, every day, it is just really, really flying by. It has opened my eyes to the speed of infancy. So another fun announcement is I have some really, really fun stuff that I have been working on for all of you amazing parents who are just in it, in infancy with your sweet babies, so I can help support you as best I can. And so I will be announcing those couple things over the next few weeks. So keep your ears peeled for that. And yeah, so this week's episode, we are jumping into some real life talk, some baby development talk, and talking about moving houses with a baby, which, as you may be able to guess, I just did. And I'm so glad, you know, we finally got our Wi-Fi. So now that, you know, I'm all set up, I can jump back into the show. So we moved, and I did do some things to prepare my son and also aid in the transition. And so I thought I would share some of those things with you in case any of you are prepping for a move or even just a larger transition, because a lot of this can be applied just in general. But of course, in true Montessori Babies podcast fashion, we are going to go ahead and start with our quote, which is, "To assist a child, we must provide him with an environment which will enable him to develop freely." And of course, that was said by the lovely Dr. Montessori. This quote is so perfect for this episode because the number one thing on my mind during this move was that abrupt change to my son's environment and how it would affect him. You know, we've gotten into some amazing routines and rhythms, and also because I know babies find security in their consistency. And so I knew to expect, you know, an adjustment period, and there was. And, you know, we were lucky enough to have the opportunity to do a slow-ish move, you know, so we started setting up our space before we lived there. We were able to slowly move stuff in and then get in on, you know, a later date, so a couple weeks later. And the first thing that I made sure to do was talk to him about how we were going to move. And I sang to him random moving songs that I made up throughout the day leading up to our actual physical move where we were going to sleep there. And, you know, and he's only 6 months, so it's not a conscious absorption, but I wanted him, you know, to be just included and considered and lay that foundation as a member of our family, you know? So leading up to the move, I was just saying things like, okay, 3 days, we're going to be moving, you know, and I would talk to him about that. And then I would sing, you know, we're moving real soon. We're moving real soon. Stuff like that. Like, we're sleeping in a new house the day after tomorrow, you know, or something like that. I would just make stuff up throughout the day. And I do that anyway with everything because it's great for language. And also, I worked with babies for a very long time, so it's just kind of natural. But that's what I would do kind of leading up to it. And then on move day, it was all hands on deck. Let's go. I sang the same types of songs, but, you know, like in the present, we're going to be moving today and we're moving today, you know, and I was essentially just talking to him about it all day. And so anyway, where we moved was about a half hour from where we had been living. And oh man, there is this moment when we were driving down to our new place and I was leading the caravan of my family. So I am so thankful to have had my family help my move. And I had my son in my car, and I think he just kind of felt the energy, the let's get all this done energy, and, you know, randomly started crying really hard, which he usually loves the car, and his needs were met. And so I was just talking to him about the move and how we were going to our new house and then how it was going to be an exciting new adventure. And, you know, he eventually ended up calming down after we sang some of his favorite songs and, you know, he settled. But I think he really just kind of like felt that, you know, energy and we were going somewhere different and, you know, out of our routine kind of thing. So then we get to this space. And then another thing that I wanted to definitely make sure that I did with him was offer an initial positive interaction with the space. So when we got there, I made sure to super happily and positively tell him how it was our new home. You know, we excitedly explored it together. You know, I was the one acting excited, but you know what I mean? I was just kind of like, oh my goodness, this is our new kitchen. Wow, look at these cabinets. They're so white. You know, I was just talking about it in a similar way that I would describe, you know, something else, but just in a very, very positive way. So he knew I was excited. I was singing the same songs, talking the same way. And he was excited to see it. You know, I let him touch the cabinet doors and I let him feel the carpet. And so another thing I did was I had him watch his bed be put into our room. And I also made sure it was the same orientation. So essentially the bed was on the same side as it was in the room that he was in previously. And so it really, really helped him settle into his bed that night. Of course, there was a little bit of sleep regression, which is definitely to be expected when you're somewhere new, you know? But overall, that piece helped a lot. I actually did try moving it to another spot eventually, but he rolled off a bunch of times, I think because he wasn't used to navigating the open side where I had moved it because he's on a floor bed. And so since it wasn't necessary, I just kind of tried it out for aesthetic purposes and to see how he would react. I moved it back because we were, again, in that new house. And so I just kind of wanted to honor that and let him sleep and adjust. And so I definitely expected things like fussiness and sleep regression and clinginess. And, you know, we had some of that for, I would say, about a week. And then he got his helmet also, which I was just like, oh, you know, this is going to be another transition. But he really quickly adapted to everything and is totally fine and is so happy and loves his new space. And so I jumped right into the same type of day flow that I did with him at the old house. You know, I do the same types of activities, the same language. I label everything so he can associate the words to our new environment. I stayed super positive in our interactions because, you know, he looks to me for that security, you know, and so I wanted to offer that as much as I could for him. And essentially, I really do believe that it was a great move and I wanted him to feel that, you know, I wanted him to feel comfortable and so he can feel comfortable when he's ready to feel comfortable, you know. And so our quote for today is, to assist a child, we must provide an environment which will enable him to develop freely. And this quote is just perfect because I knew I needed to set up his space, his environment, as one of the first things I did. Because if I allowed him the exploration piece, he would settle much faster than if I took a while to set it up, you know, and there were limits and boundaries that maybe wouldn't be there if I prepared his space and that he wasn't used to because his old space was prepared, you know. So I made sure to do that. I got out the materials he's been using. I rotated a couple new ones in for, you know, igniting that interest and set up his new space. And he loves it. He is so joyful in our new home. And it just seems that, you know, he knows that the three of us can peacefully just kind of be in our new space. And he's welcome to explore it as a member of our family. And so, yeah, so that's exactly how I supported him on this, you know, large move transition. And so I hope you guys can take some of these tips and tools and use them with your baby. If you're moving or have any other transitions like this coming your way, a lot of these can be applied to your situation and your child. And so I hope this is helpful to you. And that is about it for how I supported him through our move. Thank you so much for listening to my Montessori Baby show. Keep your ears peeled for some fun, exciting things coming your way super soon. And I want to send all of you a giant, giant virtual autumn hug. You guys are all amazing parents and caregivers. And, you know, the work that you do is just so priceless and important. And I see you. Anyway, that's about it. Thanks again for listening to season 2, episode 8 of our Montessori Babies show. And I will catch you in our next episode. Bye. Hey, it's Bianca, your baby tour guide here, hopping back in to say thank you again for listening to this episode of Montessori Babies. If you'd like to support your baby's earliest and most important years the Montessori way, I have a totally free masterclass that teaches the 6 essential steps to begin Montessori with your baby that gives you the exact, seldomly spoken about steps that I created after over a decade working with Montessori babies, families, and caregivers. You can register via the link in our show notes or in my bio on Instagram at babytourguide. Also, if you're enjoying my podcast, I would absolutely love if you'd leave a review to help other parents and caregivers find and join our community. Thanks again for listening to Montessori Babies, and I'll catch you in our next episode. Bye!